USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
During the daily coronavirus task force briefing, President Trump gives an update on the financial relief Americans have been waiting for. The president says 80 million economic impact payments have been deposited.
And less than 1% had even little problems. A couple had minor glitches, but it's substantially less than 1%.
We're hearing Democrats and Republicans are coming closer to a deal regarding funding the popular Paycheck Protection Program. White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow has a message, though, for everyone on Capitol Hill.
Let's go, Congress. What are you waiting for? Unemployment insurance claims, Brian, as I'm sure you saw, 22 million in the last 4 weeks. Come on.
Kudlow speaking there on Fox News. They're hoping to add another $250 billion to that fund. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, no question. Your product's a great product. I mean, it's very, very good. I own a couple of businesses, so I'm on the go a lot. There's no doubt that the energy level increased. And again, your product is very, very good, and I couldn't live without it, thank you. I thank you for your time. Thank you for the information. And when you talk to Dr. Howard, give him my best and tell him he's got a great, great product.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo is calling COVID-19 testing mayhem. He's calling on the federal government to step up and lead the coordinated effort.
The federal government cannot wipe their hands of this and say, oh, the states are responsible for testing. We cannot do it. We cannot do it without federal help.
Severe storms, again, a threat for a part of the country that was just hit by storms last week. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Millions across the deep southern United States are bracing for more severe weather this weekend. Parts of that region still cleaning up from last weekend's tornado outbreak, which caused damage from Texas to the Carolinas. Now heavy thunderstorms, packing hail, high wind, and possible tornadoes are expected all along the Gulf Coast right through the weekend.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Major League Baseball Hall of Famer Cal Ripken Jr. is retired, but he's never been one to sit on the sidelines. Ripken has an important message he wants to get out. He started the Cal Ripken Senior Foundation, which has established programs, built fields to give kids in underserved communities a safe place to play and learn about baseball. Now Ripken is shifting that focus to help families in need. He joins Fox News and explains.
Well, our foundation has built a wonderful infrastructure, as you know, Brian, all across the country. We're a national foundation. We serve a lot of those communities. We've built fields. We've put programming in there. So we know the issue of food insecurity in normal times. And our foundation just sat around and said, okay, we're not going to sit around and just wait till all this is over. Let's shift our focus temporarily. Let's focus on the immediate problem, and let's put our infrastructure to work. We've energized our sponsors. We've energized people around. I use it as an opportunity to get on social media because there is a power of social media to ask for help. And if you look at it this way, $1 given is 10 meals distributed. So you can immediately see the effect that $5 or $10 will have on these kids in these communities and families.
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com or by all means check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.